So last night we talked about the first thing you need to do is to recognize your suffering. To recognize suffering. To not say, oh, everything's somehow okay. To have your head in the proverbial sand about the realities of life. And, so a lot of people don't like to do this. A lot of people go, oh, you know, maybe if I just didn't look at it, it would go away. Like if, you know, like that, like your four-year-old strategy on how to deal with, you know, the realities of life. With the fact that, you know, with the fact that suffering can occur, I mean, major forms of suffering can occur to any of us at any time. Not only can, but will. Okay, not only can, but will. You're in a disaster or you're between them. And if you have no armaments, if you have no brass knuckles in your trunks, in the rage in the cage, when the bad guy comes out and starts beating your head, you're just going to get beat, you see? When the next wave comes and smashes you down, you don't have any resources, you see? So that's another way of thinking about what you're doing here. You're getting resources for dealing with the realities of life. Realities, not fantasies. Not, you know, I hope everything will be okay. Everything will not be okay. This is a broken realm, okay? This is a broken realm. What did you think? Nobody in here is under the age of a 10, I think. We are all old enough to realize that suffering, major forms of suffering can occur at any time to us. And in between major disasters, there's all kinds of minor ones. You know, pretty much all day long, actually. Okay, number one, recognize it. Recognize that there's a problem here, and that just kind of skating through life hoping for the best is no way to deal with it. You see? It's just the victim then. Just going to be a victim your whole life. Just a helpie. Your whole life. Please help me. Oh, there's a disaster occurred. Please help me. How could this have happened? You see? People are always saying that, right? The rug just got pulled out from underneath me. How could this have happened? See, you aren't going to have any excuses by the end of the weekend to say, how could this have happened? This is samsara. This is the nature of life. You can't trust nothing. Yeah? It's change. Everything's changing. And, you know, the whole concept of insurance is ludicrous. Totally ludicrous. There's no insurance. You know what insurance actually comes to mean? Is that they pay you money when you lose an irreplaceable person. That's life. That's called life insurance. Is that they pay someone money when somebody you will never be able to replace again in life dies. That's life insurance. See? Oh, how do you feel better now? You just got you know $100,000 because your mom died or something, right? Your husband died. Yeah. There's no insurance like that. You can't stop death. You can't stop suffering. Okay. Number one, recognize it. Triple X, okay. Triple X suffering time is to recognize it, not be a bubblehead about it, okay? Grow up, yeah? Wake up, grow up. Look at life for what it really is. Number two, really want an alternative. Want an alternative to being completely victimized, completely unarmed, completely have no clue as to how to deal with it, you see? For some of you who've been studying Buddhism for a while, and I know there are a couple of old timers here. This is real bodhicitta, I think. This is one form of real bodhicitta, is to have some compassion for people who don't know what the hell to do. No clue. And almost everyone's like that. Almost everyone has just no clue as to how to deal with the realities of life. And they're constantly being, you know, constantly being taken unawares over and over and over again. As little disasters occur on a daily basis and big disasters occur, you know, with some regularity. And just no idea, you see, no tools, no discipline, no system, no understanding, no wisdom, no compassion. This is sad. This is really, really sad. So, you know, in the Buddhist tradition, they say, first of all, you recognize your own suffering. You recognize that you yourself are in a bad situation. And then you extrapolate that to others. Everyone else is also in the same boat. And it's the Titanic. Everyone's in the same boat. And it's the Titanic. We're just waiting for the next disaster to happen. And your job is to get the tools so that you can survive the next disaster and help other people through their disasters. Okay, so really want an alternative. Really want to be a happy person. Really want to know what to do so that you're not just run over by the next steamroller that comes your way. like a cartoon character that goes 2D or something, right? Just gets flattened, and then they like pull themselves back up. Whoa, that was and they pop back into 3D, and oh, that was really bad, you know, right? Over and over and over again. So really want it. So this is you know, sometimes people hear a little bit about Eastern religions like Buddhism, and they say, "Oh, you guys are the ones that think desire is bad, right? Desire is the big problem." Cindy will actually talk about it in a little bit. Actually, there's good desire and bad desire. Here's a good desire: I really want to be happy. I really want to be happy so that other people—that's a desire, isn't it? I want to be happy so that I can help other people be happy. That's bodhicitta, actually, which is a form of desire. Bodhicitta, the wish to get enlightened as quickly as possible so that I can help others be enlightened. That's a wish, that's a desire, no problem. That's a good desire. You should have desire. You should amp up that desire. Yeah? You can amp down some of those like lesser desires, like I really want an iPad 2, and amp up the desire, I really want to learn how to be a happy person, with or without iPads. You see? With or without the externals. The externals aren't, you know, if you're a really happy person, it doesn't matter. You can be in Hawaii or you can be in the ghetto. You can have an iPad or you can't have an iPad. You don't have an iPad. Doesn't matter. You're still happy, see? You're happy no matter what. And that's the goal, isn't it? To not be dependent on external circumstances for your happiness, because external circumstances cannot be trusted. The change is changing all the time, changing. And by the way, as soon as you get the iPad, you start wanting something else, isn't it? When it comes to external desires like that, okay? So the really want internal happiness. And then the third is a review of the path, right? The third thing is learn how to do it. Learn what's preventing you from true happiness, from deep true contentment and happiness, and start working against those things, those antidotes, the things that are opposing it, and work for the things that will really bring it, you see? And last night we just touched on, you know, some of the things that are opposing it, the mental afflictions, the inner enemies, anger, desire, pride, jealousy, envy. Doubt is sometimes mentioned. Doubt. I don't know. Maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong. I don't know. See, you know, there's good doubt and bad doubt too. Good doubt is, I don't know, I'm going to think about it. I don't know, I'm going to wrestle with these questions. I'm going to wrestle with the meaning of life. What is the meaning of life? What am I supposed to be doing here? How do I really reach happiness? I'm going to think about these things. Bad doubt is, I don't know, I don't care, you know, this is boring, this is difficult. You see, this might cause me to have a little headache. You see, you know, maybe I just go swimming. You know, I don't want to think about it. And there's a lot of people like that. All of us are like that to some extent. And there are some people who live their whole lives like that. I don't want to think about it. Where's the beer? Just give me another beer. Crack open a cold one, you see, to avoid having to think about it.